The gospel isn't only that Jesus paid for our sins on the cross. Obviously, that's the central aspect of it. But it's also the good news that therefore nothing lies outside of the power of God and the grace of God. Whatever happens to his child, he can and will use for his glory. And one of the things I say to people, again, goodness of God, and if God is good, is if you sit down and write out a list of the worst things that have ever happened to you and the best things that have ever happened to you, and I really recommend that people do that, and that, you know, might be something that works in the magazine, you can decide, but when you do that, you'll be stunned at the things that are among the worst things that ever happened to you that are actually also on the list of the best things that ever happened, in the sense that how many of the best things that have ever happened to me are the direct or indirect result of the worst things. And so for somebody, it's, you know, a horrific thing that they experienced that was the worst thing, and through that thing they came to faith in Christ. A job that they lost and a false accusation was made against them that they had been stealing and it wasn't true. They lost that. It was profoundly disturbing and disappointing and all of that. And now they do the work that they love. And had they not lost their job, they wouldn't have ended up with the job they now have. And what about this crashed relationship that went so bad, was the worst, you know, one of the worst things that ever happened to them, and then out of that they learned some things, and now they're enjoying a relationship with someone that is on the best thing that ever happened to them list. Well, it goes on and on. It's happened in my life. I mean, there are many things on the one list that came out of the other, and what an encouragement that is, because isn't God giving us just enough of a foretaste then of worst things that God has used for good to give us a basis for faith beyond, you know, the fact that we know Scripture is true. That's the ultimate basis for faith. But it's even confirmable. We can even see in our lives a number of cases where worst things have been used for great good. And if that's true of the ones we can see, what does that suggest about the ones where we can't see any good that could ever come out of that? Well, right. But some of the other things that we couldn't see any good that would ever... I mean, who has lost a relationship that is treasured? Who in the middle of losing that relationship or shortly after losing it is sitting there counting their blessings and saying, hey, you know, God's going to use this for good. I mean, that isn't the way that we normally think. But in retrospect, in the long haul, we can look back. Well, eternity is the ultimate long haul. It's the ultimate retrospect. We'll be in the presence of God as his children. We'll be able to look back and say, yes, yes, it was true all along. What God promised was true. I'm glad I did believe it, or I wish I would have believed it more.